Hi, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Friday night, Jose Fernandez was the hero at the plate, but yesterday afternoon, the Braves made sure to get back at him, putting a 9 spot on the board in Game 3 against the Marlins. Our friend Glenn Geffner has the full rewind from Turner Field.
Well, when the All-Star rosters were announced on Tuesday night, we know that Jose Fernandez's name is going to be called. The Marlins ace having a big-time year here in 2016. Today in Atlanta, he matched up with Lucas Herold, who prior to today had last pitched a major league game more than 2 years ago, in April of 2014. He'd been to Korea in the time since, a lot of time in the minor leagues. And go figure, Lucas Herold outpitches Jose, and the Braves beat the Marlins 9-1. They've won 2 of 3 to start this four-game series. Well, Harrell got off to a good start in this ballgame. Set down the side 1-2-3 in the top of the first, including strikeouts of Martin Prado and Christian Yelich. Jose did not get off to a good start. A leadoff double by Jace Peterson on a 3-2 pitch. He was wild pitch down to third base. Chase D'Arnaud struck out. But then Jose faced Freddie Freeman. Nobody with more hits off Jose since he got to the big leagues in 2013. And Freeman added to his total today.
The right fielder, Ichiro, over toward right center. Here's the pitch, and Freeman hits a high fly ball. This is deep to right center, and going back, Ozuna can't get it. It's into the seats, a two-run home run for Freddie Freeman, and a 2-0 lead for the Atlanta Braves here in the first. Freeman's 14th home run of the year.
Freeman got the Braves off and running with our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Jose settled down. Beginning with a strikeout of Nick Markakis, he would retire 15 of the next 17 batters he would face into the sixth inning. And the Marlins got one of those runs back against Harrell in the third, a leadoff single from Derek Dietrich. And with two outs, he was at second base for Ichiro. He's excelled in spots just like this all season long. Righty into the motion. 2-2 pitch. That's in the air. Right center field. Markakis over. He's not going to get there. Ichiro delivers again. Around second, digging for a triple. And Ichiro is going to be in standing up. Marlins are on the scoreboard on Ichiro's three-base hit. That's RBI number 750 all time for the amazing Ichiro. 2-1. Career hit number 2,989 for Ichiro, who would strike out each of his next three times. But he had the Marlins on the board and back in the ballgame at 2-1 in the third inning. But Harrell, after that, started hanging zeros again, and Jose was hanging zeros. It stayed 2-1 until the sixth inning with one out. Jose allowed a base hit to Freddie Freeman, the man who had the last hit, the big hit against him, the two-run home run in the first inning. After the Freeman single, Nick Markakis single, two men on with one down for Adonis Garcia.
234 batting average, swings on the pitch, drives it down the right field line. It drops in there for a hit. Here comes Freeman around third. He'll score. It's a double for Garcia. Markakis pulls up at third base, and the Braves now lead 3-1.
With runners at second and third, the Marlins decided to intentionally walk the shortstop Eric Aybar, loading the bases, hoping they could get A.J. Pierzynski to hit into a double play. They couldn't.
Jose is set, and the pitch. And the ball is rocketed out into right field, a base hit. Home to score is Markakis. Behind him, Adonis Garcia. And a two-run single from A.J. Pierzynski opens things up for Atlanta. They have a 5-1 lead.
And the Braves weren't done with Jose in that sixth inning. Next up, Emilio Bonifacio.
And Jose's pitch. And a pulled on the ground, in and out of the glove of Chris Johnson. He's in a foot race with Bonifacio. Can't beat him to the bag. A run scores, and it's 6-1 Atlanta on a Bonifacio ground ball to Johnson, in and out of his glove.
After Jeff Francoeur, a pinch hitter, popped to first, Jose tried to escape the inning, going after the leadoff man, Jace Peterson.
The set, the pitch, and a ball hit high into the air to right, and it is long gone. That's a three-run home run from Jace Peterson, his third home run of the season, and a 7-run sixth inning against Jose. 9-1 Atlanta.
Well, that would be it for Jose. Dustin McGowan came on and got Chase D'Arnaud to fly out to end that sixth inning. For Fernandez, a career-high 9 runs allowed, 6 earned in 5 2/3 innings today. Gave up 8 hits. Walked one, struck out 8, allowed 2 home runs. Freeman in the first, Peterson in the sixth inning, and Jose sees his ERA jump from 2.28 to 2.69 with a very rough afternoon here in Atlanta. He threw 100 pitches, 66 strikes. He left down 9-1, and 9-1 is how this one would end. Harrell went 6 for the Braves, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 5 Ks on 85 pitches. Mauricio Cabrera pitched a scoreless 7th inning, and Dario Alvarez got the final 6 outs in the 8th and the 9th. He actually loaded the bases in the 9th inning with nobody out, but he came back to retire 3 in a row as the Braves win it 9-1. For Atlanta, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 2 men left. For the Marlins, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. Miami strands 9. Lucas Harrell, the winning pitcher, 1-0. Jose Fernandez, the loser, 10-4. Marlins fall to 42-39, 21-20 on the road. This was game number 81 for the Marlins, so they hit the midway point of the season with a 42-39 record. Seventh time in their history, they're above 500 at the halfway point. They were 48-33 en route to winning a World Series in 1997, and now 42-39 this year, matching their 2005 and 2008 midway records as the second best in club history. And I want to come back to Jose as well. We mentioned career high 9 runs allowed today. He had given up 8 runs in his last 9 starts combined. 8 runs in 61 innings his last 9 times out before giving up 9 runs, 6 earned in 5 2/3 here this afternoon. One of those days. And the Braves win it 9-1.
But tonight's an exciting one. Just after the 8 o'clock hour, the Marlins finished their series against Atlanta, except it's in North Carolina at Fort Bragg. And that's today's Fish Family bonus code, FORTBRAGG. 8:09 is the official first pitch, but tune in early. At 7:40, Kyle Seeloff has Marlins on deck. There should be plenty of excitement on July 3rd as we honor our troops. Listen on 940 Winds and the Marlins Radio Network.